T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The long task of determining what happened high above Genesee County as the plane piloted by attorney Steve Barnes came crashing down to the ground, leaving no survivors.
965 Delta Mike, I somehow lost Tom with center, but I'm landing in Buffalo, IFR flight plan.
Pressurization is something I'm certain that they will be focused on.
And looking back at the legal legacy built by Barnes.
You know, typical Steve Barnes, I would talk to him at 11 o'clock at night. And when I finally say, Steve, I got to go to bed. And he'd call me at 6:45 in the morning.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 in 716. Another tragedy to digest and an expansive investigation underway. And just in the shadows of another notable aviation crash that claimed the lives of local businessmen Mark Croce and Mike Capriotto. What happened as Barnes, an experienced pilot, was approaching Buffalo after a trip from New England, lost touch with the towers?
You know that there was a period where communications were lost during the flight.
Aviation law expert Brian Alexander with Kreindler & Kreindler, involved in a similar investigation, speaking with our Susan Rose.
You know, that suggests obvious things. You know, we could have had a frequency improperly tuned up. It could have been a mechanical issue with some of the avionics, or it could have been a sign of some type of incapacitation setting up in the cockpit. In this particular case, that's what happened in our in the Rochester family's case, where we had an aircraft at the same altitude. Pilot became non-responsive. He had a depressurization due to a design defect and an uncontrolled crash at a high rate of speed, just like this one. So that's certainly something to look at. But typically the NTSB, once they are fully engaged, has sort of like, it's like an ER. They have a whole checklist of things that they will try to rule out in order to focus in on what the cause actually was.
Would you know, Brian, if there was any communication between a pilot Steve Barnes and any towers while that flight was underway?
Well, there were.
And when the last one was?
Yeah, there was a series of communications, as is typical. As I mentioned a moment ago, there was a loss of communication. There were several of the towers and the approach controls that were trying to reach Steve for a period of time. He did respond eventually, received some further guidance to head to the airport. And it was shortly thereafter, as he was being directed to the airport, where there was inexplicably at this point no further communications. And shortly after that, the aircraft lost control, rolled to the right, and descended from a significant altitude at a significant rate of speed.
We're speaking live with Brian Alexander from Kreindler & Kreindler. We looked at an activity log from FlightAware of this particular flight, and you can see wild fluctuations in the airspeed from 200 miles an hour to 900 miles an hour in the span of 30 seconds, you know, going up and down. Is that normal?
Certainly not. And, you know, one of the things that is a little risky early on is to make much of a conclusion as to relates to the radar data, FlightAware data. Like I said, it's all public. You have to actually see you know, more precise data that should be later available. Obviously, those types of radical fluctuations are not normal. Do indicate a likelihood that there's either a problem with the aircraft or for whatever other reason the pilot's having difficulty controlling the aircraft. Again, it could be anything from a mechanical failure to a flight control failure to an autopilot anomaly that commands the aircraft to do something that the pilot is not intending to do, which is what we saw in those recent MAX air crashes involving much larger commercial jets where the pilots were unable to control the aircraft because of some automation. So it's a real complicated, will be a real complicated investigation, as you heard the sheriff just say. You know, the wreckage is disintegrated, so that makes it more complex to deal with. But there are good experts that will be engaged for that purpose with the board.
Yeah, the wreckage is being sent to Tennessee. The altitude, Brian, the plane was cruising at about 28,000 feet for a long period of time, and then that sudden out-of-control descent. Is the 28,000 feet anything out of the norm?
No, this is a high, what we call a high performance aircraft. It is pressurized, meaning the cabin, just like the commercial aircraft that we all fly, or used to fly day to day. It's capable to do that. That's a normal cruising altitude. It's actually right around the same altitude the similar aircraft was at. The other Cicada that we're dealing with now is at when it had its upset and loss of control. So obviously pressurization is something I'm certain that they will be focused on. It's something we know there's been issues with the aircraft before. And, that's the type of thing where you can get the combination of perhaps a pilot becoming incapacitated and not realizing it, or you can have a rapid decompression, which can result in this type of an event as well. So it's a little too early to say, obviously, but, there's definitely indications that something terrible happened up there in that moment of time where aircraft control was lost.
Yeah, absolutely. The NTSB, as you know, is not on the scene. The FAA is handling that aspect. Is there anything concerning about that?
Not really. The FAA investigators, first of all, there's always a combination of the local law enforcement, the FAA and the NTSB typically on site for these matters. And it's a labor intensive task. The FAA investigators will have the same task as the NTSB investigators will. They will not be in a position to maybe make as many determinations on site as the NTSB could make in certain situations. But here, the critical thing will be taking measurements, retrieving as much of the wreckage as possible, making sure that's as intact as possible so that it can be reconstructed to the maximum extent. And unfortunately here, we're hearing that there's no black box, as you often hear about in these types of crashes. There will be other data on some of the avionics and systems on board, chips and such, that will provide some information. We hope that those are able to be retrieved. Those will be really important to find and protect and preserve so that they can be downloaded for that data.
Do some planes like this have black boxes?
A black box is actually something now that you can get in the aftermarket. And again, this is a fairly expensive high performance aircraft, but they, there's no mandate to have the black boxes, so typically they don't. And like I said, but it is something that you can configure the aircraft to have one. And there's different types with different levels of data that can be loaded onto the boxes. But I don't believe that this one had one, and that's true of the avionics. We're not exactly sure yet what type of systems were on this 2009 era Cicada TBM aircraft, but that will become known as well.
Steve was a unique guy.
There is the incredible loss of a man, an uncle to Elizabeth Barnes, who also died in the crash. And then there is the legal legacy Barnes leaves behind, an empire built largely off trailblazing advertising.
Celino and Barnes, the injury attorneys.
Robert Schreck is managing attorney for New York State for the Barnes firm.
I've known him almost my entire life. He was a Bishop Timon boy, and his brother Rich was a Timon guy, and we were St. Joe's guys, and we've known him a long time. He was a very interesting guy. He's very bright. It goes without saying he's a hard worker and very driven, and it was quite frankly an honor to work side by side with him for 17 years.
I'm sure you remember your last conversation with him. Can you share that at all?
Well, I spoke with him almost every day. you know, sometimes face-to-face in the office. But with this COVID, obviously, it's been a lot of phone stuff. And, you know, typical Steve Barnes, I would talk to him at 11 o'clock at night. And I'd finally say, Steve, I got to go to bed. And he'd call me at 6:45 in the morning. So he was a hardworking guy. And our last conversation was really just about this exciting new venture, the Barnes firm. And we were very excited about it. We were talking about the new offices on Pearl Street, the new office in Rochester, and just crossing the T's and dotting the I's to launch the new firm. So very, very excited about that.
You really, it was right on the cusp of all of that happening with the breakup of the Celino and Barnes. What kind of outpouring or response have you seen from Buffalo's legal community?
Well, it's been phenomenal from the legal community and the community at large. I quite frankly have heard from people I haven't heard from in 15 years. Everybody was, touched by this tragedy, and it obviously Elizabeth Barnes, Steve's niece, her dad, Rich Barnes, very prominent in the community, legal community. Her mother was just loved in the legal community, Debbie Sorbini Barnes, who passed away a number of years ago now. So it's really been a shock to the legal community, no doubt about it. It's a huge loss, but more so on a personal level, these are important people,
right,
to everyone in the community.
Robert, it's early. We're still, you know, hours really after this tragedy. Anything being talked about or planned to honor really both of them?
Yeah, that's in the works. We actually were discussing that on, lose track of days now, Saturday, about what type of memorial service will be for Steve. But, of course, there will be one. The problem, as everyone has faced over the last 6 months, is the COVID-19 issue, and probably is going to be limited because of that. But we will do something, obviously, to honor his legacy and certainly Elizabeth's as well.
Well, Robert, again, our hearts go out to you and the firm, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Could I say one thing?
Because absolutely.
Sheriff Bill Sharon and the coroner, Jeff McIntyre, in Genesee County, I cannot say enough about how professional and compassionate they've been to the entire family. And I wanted to just make sure I said that, because they've just been outstanding. And we appreciate that from them. And we appreciate you having me on here, because it helps, quite frankly, in the healing process as well.
The investigation is well underway. All wreckage has been removed from the remote scene and is being shipped to a secure location for the NTSB and FAA to investigate. A preliminary report from the NTSB may be out within a week or two, but a detailed report with any cause could be a year or more away.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.